Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Heyo, welcome in. It's the second half of Sports Talk. I'm Jeff Nowak, filling in for Steve Geller tonight up till 8 p.m. You can catch us on WWLAMFM.com and always free on the Odyssey app. You know, I'm sure we've been talking the whole first half of the show about LSU baseball. How could you not? I still can't stop talking about it. The game was remarkable in that it was an entire game before the game that went nuts, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was a great game from the jump.
Like you're saying, and this is exactly what I think you're trying to say.
The first seven innings of that game were fantastic, verbatim. And then the final two innings of that game were madness.
The amount of feelings and emotion I had from innings 1 through 8 were enough for, like, you know, to go to bed and be like, that was a game. And then just the final, you know, two innings.
Yeah.
That was like a week of games.
Yeah, and, you know, Landon Beidelschies, a guy who I still can't spell his name, but he was fantastic.
I was copying and pasting it the whole night.
Yeah, I mean, I heard them say it on the broadcast like 5 different times. I'm like, how? I don't even know where to begin spelling that. I just kind of jumbled a bunch of letters into Google and they'll, like, correct me. Because, I mean, he was filthy. They got to him in the end, but, I mean, he's not the guy who's going to go home sad after that game. Like, he's going to feel like, man, I just made myself a draft pick. You know, any lefty who can pitch like that is going to be a pro. It's almost inevitable. And Zach Cowan, like, it's easy to forget, like, but we're only going to talk about the final two innings, but, like, Zach Cowan made that a game, right? I mean, his last time out, he went an inning and a third against Little Rock, let up 5 runs in a very similar situation. That was the closeout game. But, you know, like, he couldn't have been going into that game feeling good about his stuff. And he was just, he dominated.
I'll say this, though. The last couple of times he's played Arkansas, he's been great.
Yeah, I mean, that's
so
familiarity.
In that kind of situation, you take it one game at a time, one opponent at a time. Maybe he was feeling, obviously he played well, so maybe he was feeling
well. I would say,
well,
though, familiarity helps the batter a lot more than it helps the pitcher. Right?
Benefit of the doubt goes there.
Mystery helps a pitcher. Mystery doesn't help a batter. The more you get to see a pitcher, you should be better. So, you know, he was dominant. But, you know, the end of that game is where it all wasn't, you know, some of those Arkansas players, like, you feel for them. That's the thing about college sports that, you know, I gravitate more toward pro sports because you can be a lot more critical of professional athletes when they make mistakes like that. Mm-hmm. When you see a kid like the Davalan, am I saying his name right?
Davalan.
Like, I mean, your heart breaks for him. Like, he's it's just, it's tragic to watch.
They talked about it on the broadcast. That is, like, one of the toughest plays to make in any sport.
Yeah, well, I mean, and he was an All-American player, or like a second-team All-American. He's a great left fielder, right? The shortstop, Aloy, is a great shortstop.
Yes.
They just made two of the worst plays in quick succession that you will ever see, and it just happened to be in the biggest moment of their season. It reminded me, if you go back to 2016, which feels like a lifetime ago at this point, but there was a game, LSU-Arkansas. LSU was down like 9-4 in like the seventh inning. And then, wouldn't you know it, a little possum runs out onto the field and everyone goes nuts. It delayed the game for like a half an hour. And then the rest of that season, everyone was wearing like possum gear and it became the rally possum. And it was the theme of that season was a rally possum. I even got my wife a rally possum shirt. She still has it. And it's like, it was such like a microcosm of how weird a college baseball season can get because a wild animal runs out on the field, and that's the only thing that it becomes the symbol of that season. Well, that it felt like that game, you know, and it's probably not a great comparison to make because 2016, if you recall, was the year that LSU went to the Super or hosted a Super Regional against, wouldn't you know it, Coastal Carolina. Didn't go their way. Kramer Robertson is still looking for revenge on that game. And then Coastal goes to the College World Series, gets to the title series, and who would they meet but Arizona, coached by, you guessed it, Jay Johnson. We were talking about this 2 weeks ago, me and Charlie, and it was like, man, if this series happens, it's going to be like double revenge.
No, it's like a Mike said movie script earlier for the game last night.
It's fantastic.
The storylines, the narratives leading into the weekend series that's ahead of us right now, if this was happening in the NBA, you would absolutely believe that Adam Silver is somehow pulling the strings. Like, this is insane.
There was a script writer going on.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
But yeah, I mean, we'll get into a lot of that. This is going to be a lot of LSU talk in this show, but we will also talk about Game 6 of the NBA Finals coming up tonight. Pacers, Thunder in Indiana. We're going to bring on Will Guillory, NBA writer for The Athletic at 6:25. We'll also talk about the Pelicans trading up. I guess you could say trading up, trading for an extra pick in the draft. With the Pacers, who sent their 2025 pick in exchange for the 2026 pick that the Pelicans got in the trade of Brandon Ingram to the Raptors. So we'll talk more about that. I think it's all ammunition to move up. I'm curious what Will thinks. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to chat with Steven Bidek, sports correspondent for the Omaha World Herald. He's out in Omaha stringing for the Sun News in Myrtle Beach, who cover Coastal Carolina. So he's been really kind of taking a close look at Coastal Carolina's run through Omaha, through the College World Series. Really intrigued to hear what he has to say. But Cullen, the real story is LSU once again running away with the shot crown at Rocco's. I mean,
I got so lost in the game last night. I kid you not. I'm doing the game. I'm here in the studio. And I want to say the post game is ending. I want to say post game ended right at 10. It was like 9:55, and I pull up Twitter, and I'm like, oh, man, 5 minutes, and we got the Rocco's update. And I go to bed, and I completely forget to check. Before the game, they were at what, like 20,000?
Something like that, yeah.
What are they at now?
25,061. Yeah. The next closest is Arkansas, who put down an admirable 8,713.
So no one else has broken 10K.
Not even close, and they won't. The next closest after that, Murray State, which you got to give it up for Murray State.
You got it.
Because that is not a big fan base, and they put down 8,000 of these things. There's a humanitarian element to this. Every schools or local area's food bank is getting a portion of the money, which, you know, that's how you can justify it. Coastal Carolina is in there, 6,711. But Rocco's must be Rocco's must be the biggest LSU fans that do not live in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Because anytime LSU shows up at this thing, they'll triple the total by themselves. Now, I don't think they're going to set the record, which is they set last time.
Oh, no.
They're still about 43,000 off the pace, although last time they had like a ton bought on the final day. So there's still a chance.
You also, I think, played a lot more. You kind of dragged things out.
Yeah, sure.
Here's a question for you. 25K right now. Had they had to play tonight, would it have broken 35?
No. I mean, it's tough to say. These are not cheap shots at $5. I don't know. But it's always funny to watch this because I feel like these schools show up and they're like, we're going to give them a run for their money. And then they get out there for a week and they're like, oh, this is embarrassing. Like UCLA shows up and they're up to 1,400. It's like, why bother UCLA?
Yeah, I was going to say, who's in dead
like
last?
A drop
them?
In the bucket. Yeah, Oregon State. But I mean, Oregon State was out quick. 1964, Arizona 1761, Louisville 2012. So LSU showing up to Rocco's as they always do.
I will say, I do feel like you're right that it's kind of most of the country might make the argument that this is kind of like a big bad, the villain. We might be the villain, so to speak. I know that odds makers already have the Tigers as a favorite heading into the game.
As they should be.
Everyone's going to be rooting for Coastal Carolina. Some people down here might. People in Omaha won't. People will be rooting for us. And that's good.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say what, though? People in Omaha are going to be rooting for us, or people around the world might be rooting for
Coastal?
Why
would Omahans? I think Omahans would be the way to go. But why would you say Omahans want LSU to win? Like, they're already there. They're buying stuff either way.
Well, yeah, but that's why.
I think they would be rooting for LSU to get to the finals to title series. But once they're there, I think you kind of root for the underdog.
I think they like us. It's a home away from home.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. They do hang out there a lot. There was a gigantic tiger roaming around, so that helped.
I did hear about that.
I just feel like LSU fans put more into this than any other fan base. And that's not to say there aren't other really...
Which is why I'm going to say it's reciprocated.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine it is. I'm just saying, like, I feel like there's a lot of really great fan bases out there. I just don't think anyone turns a trip to the College World Series into the type of spectacle that LSU does. I just don't think that they can. I don't think that they're physically capable.
We can ask our man on the ground.
LSU baseball such a fantastic experience. And yeah, I'm sure Steven has seen this and will see this. We're going to talk to him in the 7 o'clock hour. But yeah, I mean, how are you feeling? Do you think they're going to win this series? I kind of feel like it's destined at this point.
Absolutely. I mean, you're going into this in arguably there's been talks about whether this team is better or worse than the 2023 team.
It's not better.
But I ironically think
you had the first two picks in the draft.
I think you're in a better position. You have your two top guys. You have Anderson and Ianson heading into that game. You burned nobody.
Yeah.
I can't remember how many days rest. I guess because you didn't have to play another winner-take-all game tonight.
Yeah.
I'd have to look back the exact number of days. I'm assuming you're going to have an extra day of rest if it shook out the way I think it is. Because I'm pretty sure 2 years ago it was also a Saturday, Sunday, Monday series. So you'd have Thursday and Friday off to recoup and then Saturday's game one. I think they take it. The question is, though, are we waking up Monday morning going into game three or not?
Well, I mean, Coastal hasn't lost in like 2 months at this point, so they probably feel pretty confident about themselves. But yeah, both teams have their pitching staffs set up as well as you could hope. Neither team lost a game in the regional, which is I don't know. Do you call it the regional? It's a regional format.
I call it like a super, super regional.
Yeah, a super duper regional. Neither team lost a game. Coastal probably felt really good about themselves because they thought LSU was going to have to go out, just like we all did, and throw Cade Anderson in a winner take all game tonight. And they, you know, obviously LSU made sure they didn't have to do that. So now Cade Anderson can go out on Saturday and you get the legit ace in that game. That's what you want. That's what the College World Series is about. I want to see aces. You know, like Paul Skenes didn't get to do that, right? Like you didn't see Paul Skenes.
Yeah, you saw him at the tail end of that third game, kind of stretching out in the dugout when we had like a 10-2 lead. You were like, you know what? Yeah, pour it on. Get him out there. Why not? Make him throw 30.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.